Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome to Soundcheck. I'm Anthony DeCurtis, a contributing editor at Rolling Stone. I'm sitting in for John Schaefer. You'll recognize the name, if not yet the voice, Rain Phoenix, sister to the actor Joaquin and the late actor River, comes from a high-profile family. She started singing at the age of 3 and formed the band Alika's Addict with River when she was just 16. After performing in several movies, Rain embarked on her own career in music. She's in the studio today with her guitarist husband, Michael Tubbs, and their band, The Paper Cranes, performing songs from their new album, Vidalia. Welcome to The Paper Cranes.
Trust comes from what you don't see lies, sweet and worth.
were just listening to the Paper Cranes performing the song Pushover from their new album, Vidalia. The Paper Cranes are going to be at Chennai next Thursday, the 24th. Welcome to Soundcheck. Let me, in fact, give you the full lineup. Obviously, we were talking about Rain and Michael in the introduction, but the current lineup of the Paper Cranes is Rain Phoenix on vocals, Michael Tubbs on guitar, Andy Lord on bass, Mike Amish on piano and keyboard, Dave LeBleu on drums, and Rob Buono on guitar. So we've got Rain and Michael here speaking with us. So, how are you guys doing?
Good. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you as well. Let's talk about the title of the album a little bit. You know, Vidalia, an area in southern Georgia noted for a kind of particularly sweet onion. You know, what made you decide to call your album that?
It's a... It's pungent, yet it's sweet, so it's a nice flavor. If you've never had the pleasure of eating a raw Vidalia onion in the summertime, you're really missing out. So we tried to bring a little bit of that, metaphorically at any rate, into the record.
Absolutely, and they are delicious. And talk about, you know, the idea of Paper Cranes. I mean, there's a kind of delicacy to the image that you know, seems suited to your music as well.
Yeah, Michael came up with the name... Do you want to tell him how?
Oh, come on.
Excuse me. I cleared my throat without pressing the button.
Oh, my God. I think we're off the air now, actually.
The name came from the Japanese legend of if someone dies to fold 1,000 cranes, they'll fly their soul to heaven. And I always thought that was just a really beautiful story. And, a friend of mine died several years ago, and someone folded him a bunch of cranes, and it was heartbreaking, do you know? So I'd always held on to that image, and there's a story called 1,000 Cranes written about a little girl who had gotten radiation poisoning in Hiroshima and thought if she folded herself 1,000 cranes, she would survive, and sadly she doesn't. So that was just this really melancholy, to me, beautiful image. And and then you have like a paper crane folding. You have a piece of paper, a two-dimensional surface that with just a few folds you turn into this like kind of marvelous little three-dimensional thing. And music is like that.
Well, it certainly, I mean, it you know, as you were describing that and the kind of powerful sources of that imagery, you know, it struck me too that there are obvious, you know, comparisons to your music as well, which, you know, has a kind of very appealing surface, but there is a kind of tug of melancholy or sadness within it as well, it seems to me. Rain, you know, talk a little bit. Obviously, you come from, you know, a really interesting and distinctive family. You know, people have been interested in, you know, acting and music as you have as well. You know, what are some of the connections between those things? And, you know, do you bring a different kind of... I don't know if ambition is the right word, but a different kind of aesthetic drive to one as opposed to the other.
Well, I do come from a performing family. There was always a guitar in the house. My parents both played, and we always sang and played music since I was really little. So that was just something I really loved to do, and that came naturally to me. And as far as with film and with the other bands I'm involved in, yeah, I think that it allows me to have different facets of my personality in each different thing that I do. And for this particular band, this is really sort of the core of my, for me, I write everything in this, and it's about really the core of, like, I guess my emotional subconscious, and I kind of let it out on the paper. I have a sunny disposition for the most part, but I find that when I write songs for Paper Cranes, they tend to come out kind of melancholy, which is interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. How do you write?
About half the songs on this record were pretty off the cuff. Like, I would walk up to the mic, there was music playing, and I recorded and wrote the lyrics at the same time, which was really fun for me. I love improvisation in all its forms. And when it came to doing a few of these songs, it was just like that. And I think I maybe tweaked a few words here and there, but ultimately kept what I did on the initial run. And some songs you know, are living, I guess you could say, inside me, and I just need to sit down and write them. I have this urge, like I have one line that I know needs to be a song, and I'll sit down, and they tend to come kind of fast. You know, I'll go through months with no inspiration, and then maybe write three in the same week. A lot of it is about what music inspires me, and these guys all write music for me, and I collaborate and write the lyrics, and so...
You know, I think for anyone in the situation of growing up in a well-known family, obviously there are certain advantages in terms of, you know, exciting people's interest in what you're doing. On the other hand, you know, it could also be, you know, seen as sort of typecasting you or stereotyping you or having assumptions about you that may or may not be true. Could you talk about your own experience in that regard? I mean, on the whole, do you regard it as a benefit or a sort of drawback to, being related to some well-known people?
Well, I'm aware of my relation and I'm proud of it. I love what I do, and I realize that people are going to always have their opinions and perceptions of you, no matter what you may try or to do or not to persuade them differently. So ultimately, I just want to make music that I'm proud of and play with people that I enjoy playing with, and I kind of, you know, if people notice that, that's great, but I don't go out of my way to sort of tweak according to what people might think or perceive, and that's, for me, been the healthiest way to deal with that. And, you know, again, I'm really proud to be a part of the family I'm in, and there's no shame there.
Your sister, Summer, was part of the lineup for Paper Cranes at one point, and now sort of you and Michael are kind of the core of the band. Would that be fair to say?
Summer, yeah, she was definitely, and she's also on this record. We wrote Oranges and Lemons together on this record. So she's still in the band as far as we're concerned, as are all these gentlemen in the studio here with us today.
Okay.
But she got married, had a child, so it's a little harder for her to play live shows. So
indeed,
she's still contributing as a writer. Early on, she was able to play out with us, which was a lot of fun. It was great to share the stage with her.
How is your... You're on tour now, is that correct?
We do have a show next week. And
At Chennai, this would be?
At Chennai, that's right.
That's right, Thursday the 24th.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And then we have...
One hand washes the other here. So we make no bones about it.
Yes, and then we do have a show in Gainesville after that on Saturday. And
this would be Gainesville, Florida.
That's right. And then our record is released September 18th, and starting the 30th, we're doing a little tour to promote it. The release, and probably hopefully throughout the fall doing the United States. So hopefully coming to a town near you.
Has it been, is it fun to get out there and perform?
I really enjoy it. I dare to say that I'm a bit of a road dog, is the expression.
Oh, absolutely.
And I love it. I love
it's
touring.
Like Paper Cranes, Lynyrd Skynyrd, exactly the same thing.
We get that when we play. Someone's always shouting Skynyrd. We're
from
like
Florida.
It's
like bashing up hotel rooms. It's
Freebird.
It's good, scary stuff. We appreciate your reserve here in the studio. We're all a lot of trepidation.
Behavior.
A lot of trepidation before you got here.
I know.
Paper Cranes has been in some, and you as a performer have been in some interesting situations. I understand that at one point or another you were, you sang on Monster, the R.E.M. record,
mm-hmm.
and you, performed, opened for R.E.M. at one point?
Yeah, I was a guest vocalist for Angela McCluskey, and she opened for R.E.M. On the Northeast dates. I think it was 5 dates here right before the election, 2004, I believe, which was really awesome, to say the least.
You know, so you've performed in, obviously kind of large contexts like that. Obviously, Chennai next week on Thursday the 24th. Would, a smaller setting. You know, what's the difference between those kinds of experiences?
Better monitors. not very, I feel I perform, I don't know. I mean, I imagine the bigger the crowd, the more the energy. I sometimes have felt like the bigger the crowd, the less nervous I am. I mean, Madison Square Garden somehow is less nerve-wracking to me than Shanae.
It's a little less personal.
Yeah, it's like you don't see your mom in the front row or something, or your friends, and so you're not as nervous.
Well, we have paper cranes in the studio here. Well, let's, it's a pretty personal setting. Perhaps you'd like to do another song for us.
I'd love to.
Great. And perhaps that song will be New UN.
It will indeed.
It's a Vic Chestnut song for those of you who know.
That song.
Oh, and
song we wrote.
Vic Chestnut from Georgia, as a matter of fact, and a great singer-songwriter in his own right, and who sang on the version of this song on Vidalia. Here are Paper Cranes. Paper Cranes will be at Shanae next, as they get ready to perform right now. They'll be at Shanae next Thursday. Playing New UN from their new album Vidalia. They'll be at Shanae on Thursday, August 24th. Thank you for joining us. That's all for today's show. On Monday, from our archives, a look at the growing video game music industry. We'll talk with the producer of a 2-hour video game music concert for orchestras and with video game music composer. Also, we will find out about the hot new thing in hip-hop coming from the Bay Area. And a live performance by Daryl Sherman and the bandleader Vince Giordano, featuring a musical toast to the 20s and 30s. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell, with help from Edward Haber. The program is produced by Allison Lichter and Brian Wise. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow. Our executive producer is Chris Bannon. I'm Anthony DeCurtis, sitting in for John Schaefer. Join us again at this time Monday for another Soundcheck here on New York Public Radio.